Speaking with Tracy Henry with the Illinois High School Association. Folks, we've been asking this for years. Who has the best pork chop sandwich at high school football games in the great state of Illinois? And we're finally going to find that out in the fall of 2021. The contest is called Pork and Pigskins. The IHSA is partnering with the Illinois Pork Producers Association. Tracy Henry with the IHSA is with this outstanding idea. Tell us about this. We need to find out who has the best pork chop sandwich, right?
We do. We're super excited about it. We know that pork chop sandwiches go hand in hand with high school football all throughout the state of Illinois, and we partnered up with the Illinois Pork Producers, and we're hoping to find out who has the best sandwich coming up here this fall and then crown them at our upcoming championships for the high school football.
Yeah, and just tell us about creating these partnerships. Working here with the Illinois Pork Producers Association on a great partnership. This is a neat collaboration.
It is. You know, they promote pork, and we're trying to promote it as a pregame meal for our student-athletes, but then also know that it's served in concession stands all throughout the state. So we want to bring some recognition to those booster clubs and the grill masters that are working really hard behind the scenes and let their cuisine be tasted and find out who has the very best and kind of what's unique about their pork chop sandwich compared to other ones. So it helps us highlight pork all throughout the state on behalf of the Illinois Pork Producers.
Yeah, and it's great because I know there are different organizations at different schools that staff the grill. You know, it can be maybe the FFA program or the Ag chapter, or as you mentioned, the Booster Club or whoever gets together to do that. And I guess that's the other neat thing. And I know as word is circulated and you announced this on Friday, and I know you guys have had to be kind of like tracking some of the social media responses, and some people already saying, well, hey, this school's, they're going to win. They got the best thing, or this school's got it, or whatever. So what's been the reaction from you guys down in Bloomington at the IHSA headquarters when you roll this out and then you see the reaction already?
Yeah, so super excited. You know, we'll have a panel of judges that are unbiased, that's for sure. But being in the office and tracking what's happening on Twitter, it's a lot of fun. I know there was a tweet about Barrington High School being the best in the MSL. I think I saw something about Kewanee High School being the pork capital of Illinois. So for sure, they're going to put together a great product. A lot of reporters that frequent a number of high schools throughout the year have kind of tuned in with who they think their favorites are. So now we just need all of those high schools or booster clubs or whoever's doing the cooking to submit their entry. We've got a lot of entries coming in already, and this, we just announced it a few days ago. So we want everybody to participate that has a pork chop sandwich and get some recognition out to those that are doing all the grilling at your high school games.
Yeah, and you can read a little bit more about this press release at IHSA.org, and then there's a link within the press release where you can click that, and it will get you entered into the competition. And I just want to read this. It says, the main course details on the tournament timing and structure will be released to participants in the coming weeks. So in the meantime, as an appetizer, post pictures and video of your pork chop contenders on social media. Folks, they have already developed the hashtag, and that's what it's all about. It's hashtag pork and pigskins, right, Tracy Henry? So you all down there want this pork and pigskins hashtag to be trending on social media, right?
We'd love that hashtag to be trending, and I know throughout the contest we're going to have some ways for all of the fans out there to vote and to engage as well. But if you want to see who thinks they have the best pork chop sandwich, give that hashtag a search, pork and pigskins, and you'll see lots of chatter out there in the social media in regards to this upcoming competition.
Yeah, and I guess backing up, you know, we talk a little bit about the collaboration. Can you kind of speak to the motivation of, you know, piecing this together? And putting it together, another fun way for people maybe outside of the traditional things we think about with the IHSA, you know, football game, basketball game, you know, whatever, cross-country meet. Here's something that's kind of outside of the box. So can you tell us a little bit about the motivation behind it?
Well, we knew that the pork producers had interest in partnering with the IHSA, and we know that there's tons of schools out there that are serving pork chop sandwiches. So it's to bring recognition to them, but also for some other schools to maybe think about serving this or adding it to their concessions. So the pork producers are really engaged with their local communities, and this is just a way for us to partner and recognize some of those that are already serving pork and for others to think about maybe adding it to their concession menu or as a pregame meal for one of their upcoming football, volleyball, cross-country meets, whatever it might be.
All right. And we were talking a little bit off the air. I know we talked to Tracy Henry last school year when we were really dealing with the COVID mitigations and trying to figure out what was going to happen last school year. And I thought really one of the neat things that you did, and I think that the state really needed it at the time of the year you did it, that TikTok challenge. And I just know what that meant to member schools and specifically the kids, man, that are really creative. And, you know, all the stuff they were dealing with last year, able to kind of put that art form out, I thought was so cool. Now, please tell me that thing is going to continue here in this school year, because I just thought that was so great last year.
We are planning on it, and that is our intentions. That was a partnership that we did with Double Good as well, and I know so many of our teams really enjoyed getting together and doing something creative, like you said, over the holiday time. Last year it was themed, and it had to be a holiday TikTok, and we anticipate doing something like that again this year. The creativity was just so neat to look through all of them and see some of our activity teams and then also our athletic teams that engaged in that contest, and it really was a lot of fun.
Were you surprised by how much interest there was and how much – I wasn't surprised by the creativity because I always, you know, with this job, we're around – student athletes and kids that are involved in activities. So I've known for 30 years that, you know, this is the kind of talent we have in the area and the state. What did you think last year, you know, when you announce it? And then I know as you see some of those entries coming in last year, you're probably like, man, this is probably going to be tough to figure out who the winner is going to be.
Well, yeah, you know, when we announced that, with us having close to 800 member schools, we thought, okay, maybe, you know, the first year, if we get anywhere, anything above 50 would be a win. You know, brand new contest, anything that we get above 50, and we ended up with close to 200 entries, which is almost 25% of our membership in a brand new contest, which had a really tight turnaround time. So I think we were pleasantly surprised, and also trying to use TikTok in a really positive platform. So using that social media to show how kids can engage and how we can promote camaraderie and teamwork, especially when we found ourselves in the middle of a pause. So that was really positive, and it was a lot of fun. And the same thing's happening with the Pigskin Challenge. I mean, looking at the entries that we have here today, I'm already surprised with the number of schools that want to show off what they're cooking at their football games. And I think that's really cool in how we can engage schools in other ways than just our sport competitions, but recognize a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes at all of these games as well.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and say it. I can say it. There's going to be a state champ in a pork chop sandwich.
There will. Yeah, more details to come. But, man, we've got the entries. They're coming in, and we will be bringing some recognition to a pork chop sandwich coming up here later in the fall.
All right, great. And again, the headline is perfect. IHSA and Illinois Pork Producers Association introduce contest to find state's best pork chop sandwich. You can find that release at IHSA.org. If you're a member school listening, go there, and then you can find the link to enter the pork and pigskins contest. And folks, you got to tweet out that picture of that pork chop sandwich and use the hashtag pork and pigskins, right? All right. Tracy Henry, this is a fun idea. Looking forward to following this all fall. And I can't wait to see the TikTok challenge unveiled later this school year, because that's been a lot of fun. And keep up the good work engaging our youngsters out there in the state of Illinois.
Jim, I've got one question for you. You've been to a lot of high schools. Where's your favorite pork chop?
I'm going to go and, like, I know you're going to ask me this, and now I'm going to make every other school that I don't mention mad. But this is what I'm going to say for me. We did a feature on this about 4 or 5 years ago, and they call it the Hog Heaven Sandwich over in Stark County. So okay. they use three forms of pork on the sandwich. They use a pork chop, and they use bacon, and I think they use ham. I'm not sure. I can't remember. It's been 4 or 5 years, but it's three different forms of pork that are involved in the sandwich, and they call it Hog Heaven. So they always tell people, come with an appetite to Stark County football games. They play their home games in Wyoming, Illinois, because you'll leave full. But, yeah, I go with Hog Heaven. That's the best ever pork sandwich I've had. So that now everybody else in the Lincoln Drill Conference and the Three Rivers Conference up here now hates Jim Taylor because I said that.
they might have to step up their game and get
that's
something
right.
a little more creative going on.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. I have a challenge. But like I said, man, keep up the good work. I love, you know, the engagement like this. I think it's so important. And it creates conversation. And the other thing it does, folks, it creates enjoyment, right? And it creates this great creative concept. So keep up the good work down there. Like I said, it'll be fun following that this fall.
Thanks so much, Jim.
All right, Tracy Henry with the IHSA. Again, #pork and pigskins.